you.
I thank you very much for this statement. Distinguished delegates, excellencies, this concludes the first part of our discussion in our informal expert meeting, the general debate. I think it was a very well-informed debate, very constructive debate, and I hope it helped to understand the issues better and move us forward as we have to deal with it in the CCW's review conference. In the meanwhile, I have distributed the first draft of possible recommendations. You will recall that according to our mandate, the meeting of experts may agree by consensus on recommendations for further work for consideration by the 2016 Fifth Review Conference. It's my pleasure to have prepared that draft for you. Let me briefly introduce it. First of all, the genesis. Where does this language come from? If you read it, you will see that all elements have been derived from last year's discussion and yesterday's discussion. There are no new elements there. And we have all the elements reflected in these recommendations that were widely supported. I hope that we paid appropriate attention to the concern that no red lines were crossed in this draft. I understand that red lines is a relative concept, of course, but we tried our best. We did so in trying to continue the consensual approach that has been documented so far in our discussion, because from what I recall last year and this year, yesterday and this morning, it was not a divisive discussion. It was a very concerned discussion about the problems and a very informed discussion. It's my intention to have a first round of informal consultations after Wednesday's formal meeting, with further rounds on Thursday and possibly on Friday, in the same format as we meet here right now, probably a different room, I suppose, but the same format. But as I said in my opening statement, I'm always open to bilateral discussions as well, to discuss specific points or specific concerns. As you prepare your position, as you seek instructions on this draft, I would like to underline that you might want to see this draft as a whole, not as a package. Of course it can be negotiated, it's supposed to be negotiated, but to see it as a whole, and that we try to avoid the usual, be tempted to embellish it beyond recognition, but try to see what can be done in a consensual way. And I would like to appeal to you as well to concentrate on red lines. Where are the red lines that you would not be able to support there? This is really all I have to say in way of introduction. We will go through that draft in more detail on Wednesday. You will see it has two parts. One is general principles, which sort of could set the framework for further discussion in the CCW. And there's an operative part where I propose that we agree on a GGE with a discussion mandate. Are there any comments or questions at this time right now concerning this draft? Well, thank you so much. Then I'm looking forward to a very constructive discussion on Wednesday afternoon. Before I invite Ambassador Kim In-chul, with my deepest apologies for the delay, to the podium, there are two things I would like to announce. There's going to be a lunchtime event today, jointly organized with the World Economic Forum, with the title Private Sector Perspectives on the Development of Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems. It's going to take place at 1:10 in room 24, and sandwiches will be served. The second thing is my announcement, my great pleasure to invite all of you to a reception tonight at 6:30 at the Pastoral, which is walking distance 10 minutes from here. I think we might enjoy some of the sunshine, which is still taking place out there. Now, Ambassador Kim In-chul, please, the podium will be yours, and invite the panelists as well. Thank you.
Excellencies, distinguished